Cardinals mascot Slugger enjoying Star Wars Day at Kauffman Stadium, and KC would do plenty of slugging against the Twins and Bartolo Colon.
And the 2-0 pitch, line to right, down the line, that's going to stay fair. This will at least tie the game. Hosmer in, Perez digging for third, he'll stop there. It's an RBI double for Moss, and it's 1-1. Not just this weekend, but swinging the bat well this last month. Righty to righty, and the pitch is lined softly right center field. That's a hit. Perez scores. Moss heading home. Byron will not throw as Escobar knocks in two more. 3-1 Kansas City. 5-1 Kansas City. And the pitch, line drive, base hit left field. Merrifield scores. Cabrera to second. 6-1 Kansas City. Perez swings and pops it up, shallow right, Dozier going out, Rosario racing in. It's going to be Dozier falling down and drops the ball. Cabrera scores 7-1, Kansas City. Dozier was calling for that ball, but Eddie was there. That's an easier play for Eddie Rosario.
That has to be your right fielder, Corey,
and,
coming
and he's got to catch
play.
That ball.
Now, Dozier's the one that takes the tumble, but that's a ball your right fielder absolutely has to catch.
And Eddie was right there, and Dozier kept on calling. Remember, the Twins, as I said before the at-bat, they were playing in, so Dozier wasn't like he was stationed normal depth on the right side. He was playing on the infield grass, had a race back into very shallow right. Eddie Rosario right there. 3-2 pitch, a drive to right, deep, and Rosario's not even going to turn. That is a long home run above the Twins bullpen in right field, and Brandon Moss strikes again. A three-run blast is 19th. 10-1 Kansas City. Brandon Moss with 19, and six of the 19 have come against the Twins. I think Aaron Sluggers is up in the bullpen, and here comes Paul, and John Curtis will leave as he allowed four runs on four hits. Struck out one, so Curtis coming out, and Big Aaron coming in.
Brandon Moss finishes 2-for-4 with four RBIs, and the Royals roll to an 11-3 win. Kansas City salvages a four-game series split with Minnesota. Jason Vargas snaps a four-start losing streak, and Eric Hosmer finishes 4-for-4. He's batting .328 for the year. So a tough day for the Twins on Sunday. Bartolo Colon would last just 1 2/3 and get tagged for six runs. Here's the manager, Paul Molitor.
You know, it's hard to, you know, be overly definitive on why it went the way it did today. We know that the Royals have been swinging the bats last week, this week, some of the guys are extremely hot. You know, we didn't get Hosmer out. It felt like the whole series. I think he was up in his own a little bit more. They were being aggressive. They had a lot of first pitch damage, and they got him in the right spots. Vargas, we talked about it before the game. We got a little over aggressive and tried to pull him a little bit too much in my eyes, but. They got the sixth spot. We had one inning there. We had a chance maybe to try to inch back into it, but they got the double play ball. And then, we didn't get much mustard after that offensively. This thing's going to take a lot of turns. That's just the way it's going to be. We've talked about it here now for the last couple of weeks, if not longer. You can't dwell too long. You try to learn and maybe take something out of the game that you can try to make yourself a better person, better player, better pitcher. And then you hopefully get a chance to get away from the game tomorrow and come back ready to play on Tuesday at home.
The Twins are now off until Tuesday when they'll play host to the Padres. Kyle Gibson will make the start.